The Arab world is mourning the passing of one of its iconic artists. Lebanese singer and actress Saba died this week in Beirut. She was 87. Saba is being mourned throughout the Middle East, but also here in America.
Her music really brought me close to my culture. It was a way of self-identification.
That's Warren David, president of Arab America, an online source for Arab Americans. He's a third-generation Lebanese with Syrian roots.
Because, you know, when you grow up as an Arab American, not growing up in the Middle East, the things that you cling to are food and music. You know, those are the things that kind of, you know, give you the sense of identity, of culture. And Sabah was just had this invigorating voice. And I remember that she was a very lively singer. And, you know, my grandparents, anytime there was a festive occasion, you know, we would all gather around and we'd listen to Sabah and dance.
Saba was one of those rare singers who deeply connected with her audience. She was playful with her fans, giving them winks and nods during her performances, says David. He actually met Saba in the 1980s.
She was extremely friendly, extremely down to earth. I felt that I had known her. Something about her that she got into my personality, that she became part of me. And I think that was one of her traits. And, you know, an easygoing person, very likable, very humanistic. Those are the traits that I remember about her.
Saba lived a glamorous life, and she broke many taboos in the Middle East. She did things her way. She had 9 husbands, embraced plastic surgery like Joan Rivers, hiked up her hemlines like a supermodel. Warren David says that rebelliousness was echoed in her music.
She wasn't your typical Arabic singer of the age. You know, if you go back to in Arabic music and you look at the classical music, the singers of Umm Kulthum is an example in Egypt and so forth. Sabah was a whole different way. And I think that she was a trendsetter in some ways. And I think that the newer generation have looked to her and have basically borrowed a lot of the techniques and mannerisms that Sabah displayed so well.
One singer of that newer generation is Lebanese pop star and model Rola Saad. She often referred to Saba as her soul mother, and Saba considered Rola one of her daughters. Several years ago, the two re-recorded some of Saba's biggest hits, which makes it a great tribute to Saba's career of more than 50 years.